إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأرحب بكم أبنائي وبناتي وكل من يصله هذا الدرس في درس اليوم، وهو الدرس الثاني من شرح الدروس المهمة لعامة الأمة لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد عبد العزيز ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى، في 22 من صفر لعام 33,400,000. I welcome all of you, especially my sons and daughters, and whoever may listen to this after this, in this class. And this is the second class from the explanation of important lessons for every Muslim by the noble scholar, the Imam Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Today is the 22nd of Safar of the year 1433 of the Hijra, which coincide with the 16th of January, the year 2012. The Pillars of Islam. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to learn and start talking about the Pillars of Islam. But inshallah ta'ala, in this class we're going to go ahead and read in general some general information about the Pillar of Islam. But inshallah ta'ala, in the upcoming classes we're going to go into details, inshallah. Clarifying the five Pillars of Islam, the first and greatest of which is to bear witness that La ilaha illallah وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So there is five pillars in Islam. Five pillars. This is the greatest, the first and the greatest. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is his servant and a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With explanation of their meanings and the conditions of La ilaha illallah and its meaning, because La ilaha illallah negates all that is worshipped other than Allah. And that's, you find it in La ilaha. La ilaha. And illallah affirms that worship must be for Allah alone, who has no partner. Allah has no partners whatsoever. Remember, like I said, this is only general, but inshallah ta'ala, later on in the upcoming classes, we're going to go into further details. As for the conditions of La ilaha illallah, they are as follow. 1. Knowledge that negates ignorance. Knowledge that negates ignorance. Number 2. Certainty which negates doubt. Certainty which negates doubt. 3. Sincerity which negates shirk. Sincerity which negates shirk. 4. Truth which negates denial. Truth which negates denial. 5. Love, which negates hate. Love, which negates hate. Number 6. Submission, which negates abandoning. Submission, which negates abandoning. 7. Acceptance, which negates rejection. Acceptance, which negates rejection. 8. Disbelief in all that is worshipped other than Allah. Disbelief in all that is worshipped other than Allah. Likewise, clarifying the testimony that Muhammadan Rasulullah. Okay, what that mean? Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It includes to believe what he informs. Number one, to believe what he informs sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, to obey what he commands sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To obey what he commands sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to leave off what he forbids. And to leave off what he forbids. That's number three. And number four, and we must worship Allah only in a way that He Almighty and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam legislated. Next, a student should learn about the reminder, the five pillars of Islam: Salat, prayers, Zakat, fasting the month of Ramadan, and Hajj to the sacred house of Allah for those who are able to perform it. These are the remaining pillars of Islam. There are five pillars of Islam: Shahadatain, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Iqamatus Salah, Ita'uz Zakah, Sawm Ramadan, wa Hajjul Bayt. Hajjul Baytillahi al-Haram liman istata'a ila dhalika sabila. To bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone with no partners, and that Muhammad is his servant and a messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To establish the prayers and to give the zakat. To fast in the month of Ramadan, and to make the Hajj to the house of Allah if you are able to do so. Like I mentioned earlier, we're going to go in details in the upcoming classes into this. Every single one of these pillars of the pillars of Islam. Now, let us learn the definition of Islam. What does this word Islam mean? Because somebody may ask you, your religion is Islam. Would you please tell me what Islam means? Islam means for you to submit yourself to Allah by making your worship sincere and pure for Him alone. Once again, Islam means for you to submit yourself to Allah by making your worship sincere and pure for Him alone, by obeying Him and by absolving yourself of shirk and its people. By obeying Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and staying away from shirk and its people. What is shirk? Shirk is to associate partners with Allah in worship. Since Allah created us alone provides sustenance for us alone. He alone caused life and death. He alone governed and run the universe. So He alone deserves to be worshipped. If somebody devote any act of worship for other than Allah, that is shirk. That is called shirk. Polytheism. And shirk was the creed of the Arabs before the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah related that Abu Raja al-Utaridi said, "We used to worship stones." This is a man in a time before Islam. He's saying what they used to do. He says, "We used to worship stones, and when we would find a stone that was better than the one we were worshipping, we would throw the former away and start worshipping the new one." See? They collect stones and they say, "Worship the stone." But when they find a better stone, right? They will throw that one away and stick with the new one. This man says, if you couldn't find a stone, because remember they used to live in a desert, and it may be in some areas difficult to find stones in the desert because there is sand. That's why he says, if we couldn't find a stone, we would gather a heap of dirt. Then we would bring a sheep and milk it over that pile. And then we would walk around it as a ritual worship. And of course, all this is dalal, misguidance, and wrong. And you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saving us from that. Okay? You thank Allah for saving us from shirk, alhamdulillah. Indeed, all thanks and praise are for Allah for guiding us to Islam. Once again, remember, to be guided to Islam is a great favor from Allah, a great ni'mah, a great bounty. To be guided to Islam has nothing to do with who you are, what country you come from, has nothing to do with the color of your skin, has nothing to do with your achievements, how many degrees you have or you have none, or how much money you have or you're poor. To be guided to Islam has to do with one thing. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestow upon whom He will. He will subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh here is telling us how the Kuffar of Quraysh and how that their creed was shirk. In many different verses, the Quran clarified for us the state of nations in general before the advent of the Prophet's message, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tells us in many ayats in the Quran about the false creed of the people before He sent our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Tawheed, with Islamic monotheism. For instance, in the verse number 18 in Surah Yunus, that's chapter 10, قال الله تعالى ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. So once again, You write the ayats 10, 18. There is no need to do that. I'm going to repeat it. 10, 18. Surah 10, verse 18. But you have to, after the class, you get the Noble Quran. Tayyib. Ya Akhwan. Tayyib. And then you read the translations. And they worship besides Allah things that hurt them not, nor profit them. And they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. Also in Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, ayah number 3. قال الله تعالى والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفا. And those who take protectors and helpers besides him, meaning besides Allah, say, we worship them only that they may bring us near to Allah. That they may bring us near to Allah. In Surah Al-A'raf, that's chapter number 7, the two ayats, 27 and 28. قال الله تعالى إنا جعلنا الشياطين أولياء للذين لا يؤمنون وإذا فعلوا فاحشة قالوا وجدنا عليها آباءنا والله أمرنا بها قل إن الله لا يأمر بالفحشاء أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون. Verily we made the shayateen, the devils, protectors and helpers for those who believe not, those who do not believe. And when they commit a fahisha, evil deed, every kind of unlawful things, they say, we found our fathers doing it, and Allah has commanded us of it. Say, Allah telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah, ijlis mu'tadin barakallahu fik. Say, Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say to them, to the polytheists, nay, Allah never commands of fahisha. Allah does not command evil deeds. Do you say of Allah what you do not know? Also in Surah Al-A'raf, same surah, verse number 30. قال الله تعالى إنهم اتخذوا الشياطين أولياء من دون الله ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون. Surely they took the shayateen, the devils, as protectors and helpers instead of Allah, and consider that they are guided, and they consider that they are guided. Also in Surah Al-An'am, that's chapter number 6, verse 136. قال الله تعالى وجعلوا لله مما ذرأ من الحرث والأنعام نصيبا فقالوا هذا لله بزعمهم وهذا لشركائنا فما كان لشركائهم فلا يصل إلى الله وما كان لله فهو يصل إلى شركائهم ساء ما يحكمون. And they assigned to Allah a share of the tilth and cattle which he has created, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say, this is for Allah, according to their pretending. And this is for our partners, But the share of their partners reaches not Allah, while the share of Allah reaches their partners. Evil is the way they judge. So there are many other verses that impart a similar meaning. Other than the Quran, the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also of trustworthy historians, give us a good glimpse of the state of the previous nations before the advent of the Prophet's message sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People were practicing many different kinds of shirk. Some worshipped statues and idols. Others worshipped the dwellers of graves. Others worshipped the sun, moon, and planets. While yet others worshipped other things. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam invited them all to worship Allah alone and to leave the falsehood that they and their fathers were upon. Of course, that's batil. What these people worship, these are creatures of Allah. They worship human being. Human being are creatures of Allah. They worship the sun, the moon, the trees, the stone. All these things are created by Allah. The Creator alone deserves to be worshipped. So the message of the Prophet ﷺ, and keep in mind that this is the message of all prophets, alayhimussalatu wassalam. All the prophets, they call their people to one thing, to worship Allah alone. No messenger ever said to his nation, worship me or worship the moon or the sun. Even though you may find some people, they say that their messenger tell them to worship him or that he is God or he's the son of God. That's wrong and that's falsehood. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam invite all the people to worship Allah alone and to leave the falsehood that they are and their fathers were upon. Falsehood is the batil in Arabic, which is the opposite of the haq, the truth. So of course falsehood is a bad thing, it's not a good thing. Allah Almighty says, تعالى يا إدريس تفضل اجلس بارك الله فيك أحسن الله إليك يا ولد أين قلمك محمد أعطيه القلم جزاك الله خير. الله Almighty says, قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. This is once again Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, but this time the ayah 158. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O mankind, verily I am sent to you all as the messenger of Allah, to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. Everything belongs to Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but He, meaning but Allah. It is He, meaning Allah, who gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and His Messenger, the Prophet, who can neither read nor write, who believes in Allah and His words, and follow Him so that you may be guided. So our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent to all mankind, the human being and the jinn, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the black and the white, the poor and the rich, men and women, everybody. Because some people, they think that he was sent only to those Arabs in the deserts. No. This is where his message started, yes. It started in Arabia, Mecca, in Mecca, walhamdulillah. But he was not sent only to those people. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to everybody. Yes, before, prophets and messengers, they used to be sent to their people. And when a messenger died, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent another messenger to correct the belief of the people and call them to worship Allah alone. But then, as you know, there is no messenger or prophet that will come after our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody should believe in him and follow the message which he came with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib, understood? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse number 1. ألف لام راء كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. ألف لام راء. This is a book, the Quran, which we have revealed to you in order that you might lead mankind out of darkness into light by their Lord's leave, meaning permission, to the path of Almighty, the owner of all praise. If I ask you a question, because here in the Quran says that you may lead the people from darkness to the light, what are some of the benefits of light? Light, when you turn the light on, what are some of the benefits? No. So you can't see. What else? Okay. You see better in the light or in the dark? In the light, you see better. You may be harmed more in the light or in the dark? In the dark. If you walk in a place in the dark, you don't know where you're walking. You don't know if there is a big hole in front of you. You may run into a tree or wall. But if there is a light, you can see what's in front of you, right? Alhamdulillah. Likewise, Islam is a light in our lives. People that doesn't have Islam and they don't practice Islam correctly, they're running into a lot of problems. Like the same person who running in a forest in a dark, he's gonna keep hitting tree after tree. And who gets hurt, the trees or that person? The person. He may even die. Likewise, people who do not have Islam, they live in a darkness. They cannot make a good decisions without Islam. So that's why they say whatever they want to say. They say bad stuff. They eat haram stuff. They dress in a haram way. They do a lot of bad things. And they harm themselves a lot. But those people who practice Islam, keep in mind now, it's not enough for a person to just be a Muslim. Because there are Muslims, a lot of Muslims, there's a lot of Muslims who steal, even though they are Muslims, but they still live in darkness because they didn't study Islam. They don't study. This class and other classes are very important for us to understand. Okay? Because they will help us. These classes will help us to this class will help us to see clear and to make good decisions. Because we're human, we make mistakes. Our knowledge is limited, our understanding, and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Only Allah knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But if you follow Islam, because Islam came from Allah, Allah knows everything, and Allah is merciful, Allah is al-adl, the just, Allah wants good for us. So if Allah tells us do this, it's good for you, we better believe it. That is good for us. And if Allah tells us in Islam, stay away from this, it's bad for you, we shouldn't even try to experiment. Some people are like, no, I'm going to follow this way, see where it's going to take me. So it's very important for us to understand these things. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahzab, that's chapter 33, verses 45 and 46. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. O Prophet, verily we have sent you as a witness and a bearer of glad tidings and a warner and as one who invites to Allah by his leave and as a lamp spreading light. So the ulama, they says that the Prophet ﷺ sent as a witness so that nobody can say nobody came to us. No, the Prophet ﷺ, he came and he called the people to the path of Jannah. And as a bearer of glad tidings, meaning he's bringing a good news. What is the good news? Is the Jannah, paradise. May Allah make us from the people of paradise, I mean. So the Prophet ﷺ, he gave a good news for those who apply Islam, follow the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ, but with the understanding of the companions. They are the one that understood Islam correctly because they learned the Islam from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also as a warner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent as a warner because he warned the people from the Jahannam, from the hellfire. He says, O people, the fire of hell is real. Nobody wants to end up there. May Allah forgive us and protect us. Ameen. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned the people from anything that leads towards. It's like I give you an example. You go to the doctor, and then for a dentist appointment, and then you have this big cavity, and then the doctor tell you, look, discovered you give you pains and you couldn't sleep and you cried and you came here and I have to the drill and this. No, mashallah, but he will tell you what lead you to this. He said you eat a lot of candies, a lot of sweets, and you don't brush properly. See? That's why you get that cavity. So now the doctor warned you against the things that give you pains. And also he'll tell you, but if you brush correctly, floss, and don't eat too much candy, in moderation, once in a while, and listen to your parents when they tell you floss, when they tell you don't eat this or that, inshallah you're gonna keep strong teeth. And you know what they say about teeth, right? Be true to your teeth before they become false to you. Especially you, the little ones, alhamdulillah, you still have strong teeth. Take care of them. Now, also in Surat Al-Bayyinah, that's chapter 98, verse number 5. قال تعالى وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. And they were commanded not, but that they should worship Allah, but that they should worship Allah. They should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone. Sincerely, the religion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال الله تعالى كما في سورة البقرة verse 21. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those who were before you, so that you may become pious. And also in Surah Al-Isra, that's chapter 17, verse 23. Abdullah, اعتدل بارك الله فيك. اجلس معتدلا. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him. We worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the verses that impart a similar meaning are many in the Quran. Inshallah, while you're reading the Quran next time, you can pay attention, inshallah ta'ala, to those verses, those ayats that have a similar meanings. Tayyib? Barakallahu feekum. In many verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that though they were polytheists, they admitted that Allah was their creator and provider. They only worshipped other than Allah as intermediaries between them and Allah. See, the polytheists, the kuffar, the disbelievers of Quraysh, that the Prophet ﷺ was sent to them to call them to worship Allah alone, they worshipped stones, idols, statues and the like, but still they believe in Allah to be the creator and the like. Okay? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Yunus, verse number 18. Remember the ayah? He passed with us before. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. and they worship besides Allah things that does not hurt them nor benefit them. And they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. See, they believe in Allah. But the problem and the mistake they fall into is that they take partners with Allah. And that's not permissible. And here are some of the many verses that give a similar meaning. That the kuffar of Quraysh, the people that the Prophet ﷺ called them to Islam and to Tawheed, yes, they know that Allah is the creator alone. Nobody else creates. For instance, is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, the same surah, chapter 10, verse 31. قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Say, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, meaning to them, those people who worship others besides Allah. Say to them, ask them this question: who provides for you from the sky and from the earth? From the sky, meaning the water, the rain, the water that come in the form of rain, mist, snow, and the like. Who provides for you from the sky and from the earth, also this beautiful fruits and vegetables we eat? And who brings, no, or who owns hearing and sight? And who brings out the living from the dead and brings out the dead from living? And who disposes the affairs? They will say, Allah. See, don't say such such stone, such such tree, the moon does that, the sun brings. No. They say Allah. Say, will you not be then afraid of Allah's punishment? You know this, and why are you still worshipping other than Him? And also in Surah Az-Zukhruf, verse 43, or actually chapter 43, verse 87. The chapter 43, Az-Zukhruf, verse 87, قال الله تعالى ولئن سألتهم من خلقهم ليقولون الله فأنا يؤفكون. And if you ask them who created them, they will surely say Allah. How then are they turned away? How then are they turned away? This great religion, barakallahu fikum, Islam, stands on five pillars, as recorded in the two sahihs, meaning Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, rahimahumallah, that Ibn Umar, Abdullah Ibn Umar, the companion, son of a companion, that Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Buniya al-Islamu ala khamsin. Buniya al-Islamu ala khamsin. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت. Islam is built on five pillars of Islam. The testimony that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's number one. The testimony that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, the establishment of the prayer. Number three, the giving of zakat. Number four, the fasting in the month of Ramadan. And number five, and the Hajj pilgrimage to the house of Allah, the Kaaba. The two testimonies comprise the first and most important pillar of Islam. This is the first and the most important pillar of Islam. And these testimonies are not meant for one to only utter them on his tongue. Even though by doing so, one outwardly enters the fold of Islam. Rather, one must apply its meanings and implications as well. One must sincerely worship Allah alone, believing that He, Allah, truly deserves His worship, and believing that worship to all else is the greatest of falsehoods. So it's not enough to somebody say La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they have to understand what they mean. Inshallah, we're gonna get that in details in the next class. Inshallah, tomorrow, okay, same time. Inshallah, and act upon it to the best of their abilities, but making progress. One of the implications of those testimonies is that one must love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which consequently requires one to worship Allah alone, glorify Him, and follow the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse 31, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, Allah telling the Prophet ﷺ, say, if you really love Allah, then follow me. Meaning follow the Messenger ﷺ, follow his way, his sunnah, his teachings. And if you do that, Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins. Another one of its implications of the testimonies is that we should obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all that He has commanded us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Hashr, Surah Al-Hashr, that's chapter 59, ayah number 7. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatsoever the Messenger gives you, take it, and whatsoever he forbids you, abstain from it. And in a hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim on its authenticity, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. الحديث. When one has in him the following three, he will have found with them the sweetness of faith. And he mentioned one of them, that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more beloved to him than all else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Not one of you believes until I become more beloved to him than his father, child, and all other people. So once again, the first testimony, or the first pillar of Islam, which comprised the two testimonies, shahadatain, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. It's very important. This is the most important, the first and the greatest pillar from the pillars of Islam. Most important pillar of Islam. The other ones are important too. Salat, the zakat, the fasting in Ramadan, and the hajj. So inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we will continue, inshallah ta'ala, reading from this book, the explanation of the important lessons by Shaykh al-Imam ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge that is taken from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah grant us the correct understanding, the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the first place, and whoever followed them upon that good. May Allah make our actions righteous, and may Allah grant us ikhlas, sincerity in everything we say and everything we do. May Allah protect us and protect the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on those Muslims who died. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure the ill ones and the sick ones. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the weak ones from the evil ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our hearts and our affairs, our families, our children. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm upon his religion. Until tomorrow, inshallah, for the class number 3. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.